Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We'll get into the World Series a little bit later in the show, but the Chiefs make another acquisition coming off another win. They get a pass rusher from the Patriots. No idea if he's any good.
He was good a couple of years ago.
They just keep looking for ways to get better.
I'm sure they will continue to do that. Their left tackle situation might need addressing at some point.
Well, at some point, they'll have to do something. DeAndre Hopkins was fine yesterday.
Travis Kelce was very good.
Well, Travis Kelce's been good a lot.
He has. He looks kind of slow, but he's still producing.
Well, he's an older gentleman. He's doing fine.
I agree.
But anyway, they win yesterday and improved to 7-0. And I don't know when they're going to lose.
I don't know that they will lose.
But shouldn't they lose?
I don't know what it takes for them to lose. We've seen Patrick Mahomes throw interceptions. We've seen him not have very good games. We've seen receivers go down. We've seen Travis Kelce not be that involved. We've seen running backs go down. I mean, what is it going to? How will they lose? Give me that formula.
They'll lose because somebody will get hot, although their schedule isn't that difficult. But they let the Raiders hang around.
Not really. That's 27-13 late.
But it was 20-13, and then they scored. And, the Raiders hung around in that game. And don't think I hate to ask you this question.
I watched a lot of that game. I flipped it over from the Pacers.
Liar.
Because I thought the Pacers were in good shape.
Liar.
They lost in overtime.
Are you lying?
A bunch of garbage.
Why do you pick teams that are bad?
They're not bad. They're just playing bad.
They're not good.
They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, I'll have you remember. Anyway... They're not going to let another team get hot because their defense is so good, and I don't think it matters. I don't think they'll lose a game. That's going to be the icing on top of the cake for the three.
They have the Buccaneers coming in next week. Then they have the Broncos coming in. Then they go to Buffalo. Now that game, which by the way is currently scheduled for a late CBS game on Sunday afternoon, we'll probably have the Jets against the Jaguars. As a Sunday night game. What a joke. Come on. The Chiefs and Buccaneers are the late game next Monday.
So that'd be a Monday night game.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to play a lot of nationally televised games.
Why aren't they playing the Bills on a late game?
Maybe they'll flex it. I don't know how that works.
Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns. They have the Texans. Noon game. Noon start.
So? Somebody's got to play at noon.
They're at 7:20 against the Chargers.
No, there's your Sunday night game or whatever. Monday night, whatever it happens to be. Thursday night. Who knows?
There aren't even very many games left on the schedule that they could lose.
That's my point. So I just don't...
We all were all over Baltimore. Oh, that team. Come on. They lost to Cleveland.
They did. They blew it, though. They had interceptions fall out of their hands.
But they lost to Cleveland.
Cleveland's not Cleveland now without Deshaun Watson. They're a real football team.
Maybe. Still to be determined on that one.
I don't know if it's still to be determined. Jameis Winston is like going from me to you at quarterback. You to me at quarterback.
Thank you, yes. That was very well put. As long as you consider me to be a very biggest step above. But I still think the NFC is where the Chiefs' trouble will come from because the NFC's markedly better than
Super
the
Bowl.
AFC. Right.
Okay. Line them up.
Let me talk like I talk. Nobody wants to hear the way you address things.
So you think the Chiefs will only be challenged in the Super Bowl? That kind of proves my point.
I do. I think Buffalo's good and getting better.
They're fine.
No, I think they're good and getting better.
They're okay.
They're good and getting better. Fine. By the way, I won my fantasy game against the guy who leads the league yesterday.
Good. I had...
You're not even a factor.
I had guys go off and still lost because they had more guys go off.
You're not even a factor.
I scored a lot of points.
Doesn't matter. Did you win?
No, I don't think so.
I beat the guy who'd only lost one time.
Really?
I'm not sure who that guy is.
Nobody knows.
But anyway, Buffalo's good and getting better. But in the NFC, Detroit looks like, boy, Detroit and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Come on, man. Just make it happen. That's the one that we want to see.
That's the one?
That's the one we want to see. There's no one else. There's nothing else. I don't want to see Green Bay and the Chiefs. Don't care.
It's not as interesting.
I don't want to see the Vikings. I don't want to see the Eagles. I don't want to see the Commanders.
What if it was the Commanders?
I'm starting to develop a little bit of a thing for the Commanders.
Yeah, until they lose.
No, I'm starting to develop a little bit.
Everybody likes Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but I'm starting to develop. Do I need to repeat it?
Who's their, name their receiving core.
McLaurin. I don't know. I haven't followed them that
Who
close.
Who caught the Hail Mary?
Who was that guy?
Noah Brown, former Cowboy, former Texan, making his way around the league.
It's not like I'm an expert on the Commanders.
And you know, I was watching.
Did you see those uniforms yesterday?
Yeah, I did. They were black.
I liked them.
And I was watching that because I watched the Chiefs. Thank you.
I liked them. You got a pretty good running game with several guys who can contribute. You got a decent tight end. Your receiving core is not great yet.
But you're going to make it great because you have a great quarterback.
No, that's not how that works.
I believe that is exactly how that works.
Is Mahomes making his receiving core great?
He's making it better than it would be.
But is he making it great for a while?
He did last year. They won the Super Bowl.
He got hot in the playoffs, yes. And he's tremendous. He finds ways. That's all he needs to do.
He's gotten his
money.
No
one has ever been more in sync with their team than Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know how to judge that, but I'll take your word for it.
Just trust me. Trust me.
Okay.
I watch games.
What did I just
say? I don't sit around watching Dateline.
No, we like watching our Dateline.
Talking to my wife. Did you see how he strangled her, honey?
No, they don't show.
That's not what I do. I don't
show strangulations. We mostly make fun of it.
Of the strangulations?
No, of just the way the stories are reported, the things people say. It's high comedy at times.
Really? And you guys are just... the banter is rich.
Can be.
I don't know why that surprises you. I can't see you talking about Dateline.
We like Dateline.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Who doesn't like Dateline?
I've never watched Dateline. Well, not never, but I don't watch it.
Murder mysteries, man. That's all it is.
The Commanders and the Eagles coming up November 14th. That's interesting.
That'll be one to watch.
The Commanders and the Steelers on November 10th.
Anytime you say Steelers, I just yawn.
Well, they're 5-2. I don't know what to tell you.
They're going
to
be 6-2.
I know you yawn, and I know you don't care about them.
That's a team that the Chiefs might be a bad matchup for because their defense is also very good.
They've got a tough schedule. The Steelers have the Commanders next, or after the Giants. Then the Ravens, they go to Cincinnati, they go to Philadelphia, they go to Baltimore, they have the Chiefs. They're going to lose some ball games.
Probably.
But I like them, but they're going to lose some ball games.
They might, or they might wear all these teams down with their defense and game management.
I like Mike Tomlin.
Everybody likes Mike Tomlin.
You don't.
I don't.
You think he's overrated. You don't like the team.
I didn't know that I said that.
You've said that numerous times on this show.
Well, find one for me. Go back into the archives and
You've always said
pull
that,
that out.
The Steelers don't do anything for you.
They don't. But that doesn't mean I don't like their coach. He's only doing what he can with the personnel that he's given.
No, he's the guy that gets the personnel.
He's not the GM.
Of course he is. He might as well be.
No.
You don't think they put this team around him because of his strengths as a defensive-minded coach?
I think he's a offensive-minded coach also.
Hmm.
He had Ben Roethlisberger as one of the most productive quarterbacks in the league for a long time and won Super Bowls and got to Super Bowls. Omar Khan, of course, is the GM of the Steelers.
Had to look it up and now acting like you know something.
He's he worked his way up the organization. Hired in 2001. Good grief.
That's why that organization is strong.
I should have got in on an NFL team out of college.
There's a lot of things you should have done.
That would have been, I'd be a GM of an NFL
team. The problem is college took you 12 years.
By the time you were
ready to roll, you were 35.
All those jobs had been filled.
Right.
It's too bad.
By the way, speaking when you said college, it reminded me of Dean Radigan. And Dr. James Radigan, a longtime guy that cared about students. And he was there when I started. He was actually there long before I started at Wichita State. He started there in 1965. And one of the great connections that I had with him is that my Aunt Phyllis, you remember Aunt Phyllis?
I do.
Was a good friend of his. And she was in the education department, a professor of education. And I remember her talking about Jim Radigan, who passed away yesterday, a lot when I was a young kid. And then to get to know him a little bit, well, maybe even more than a little bit. I would say that we became fairly good friends. He just called me less than probably 3 months ago.
Wow.
Just to check in. Was always supportive of me, and trust me, people, that doesn't make me special, because he was supportive of everyone who attended Wichita State, and was very sorry to see the news that he had passed, and our condolences to the family of Jim Radigan, and he's got several buildings there that carry his name, including the Student Center, which aptly so.
Absolutely. The Radigan Student, the RSC we called it.
I can't even remember what it was called when I went to school there. Don't remember.
I don't know.
But it's the same building.
Yeah, well, it's highly...
They've renovated it.
Yeah, that's the
well,
word.
Well, sure, they've renovated.
Highly renovated.
Well, it was almost 50 years ago I went there.
Renovated beyond belief.
I don't know about that.
Pretty much.
I went to school. I went into that building. It was called the CAC. That's it. The Campus Activity Center.
There you go.
And we spent a lot of time in that building.
I spent a little time in that building.
When I should have been in class.
Yeah, I never smartened up to going there instead of going to class.
We went there and played a lot of pool and snooker. And it was easy for the weak-minded, which describes me and my friends very well. It was easy for the weak-minded to say, "Oh, it's about 9:20. Maybe we ought to let's play. Let's rack them up, rack them up."
I feel you.
Tell you how many times I heard those words.
Yeah, I get it.
It wasn't let's put them away and go to class. It was rack them up.
Yeah, I wish I thought of that.
No,
we just had McChickens in the parking lot.
Well, I would have killed you because you're wasting my money.
It was not a great look, but...
I was wasting my money.
Right.
My parents had nothing to say. They couldn't have come to me and said, "Hey, Bob, by the way, why aren't you going to class?" You know what my answer would have been? "Mom and Dad, sit down."
I apologize for that, but...
No, you don't.
Yeah,
Mom and Dad, sit down. Here's why. Because I'd rather play pool. That's a dumb answer, but I would have gotten away with it. and they wouldn't have had any comeback.
Nope, not at all.
Because they could look at their checkbook and not see one dime coming out of that.
And you saw at $12, $13 a semester.
No, so, that's false.
So, yeah, I get it.
No, that's false.
Come out of your coffers.
It was not cheap, to even in those days, much cheaper than it is now. But compared to what I was making?
Yeah, because now it's unaffordable for most people, which is unfortunate.
Well, there's a lot of people going.
Yeah, a lot of people with a lot of loans. They're going to be paying them back for a long time.
Well, that's not my problem. I didn't have a loan.
You didn't need one.
The money I made went to two things. Three.
Maybe one.
No, they went to my rent because I moved out of my house in Derby.
Car and food.
When I was 19. Car and
food. Yep.
Is beer a food?
What life do you think you led? Because I don't think you did.
What do you mean I don't think I did?
I think there's a.
I didn't lead a life?
I think there's a depiction of your life that you think you had, but was far different from what you actually did.
In what way?
I don't think you were just out there drinking all the time. I just don't believe that.
Not all the time.
Well, you have beer. Is beer food? Like, that's all you did.
No, I didn't mean to insinuate that. I did a lot.
It seems like you should have been working.
I did work a lot.
Then when did you have time to drink a lot?
After work.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, you don't have to tell me anything.
If you want the clean version of my life, go somewhere else. I'm not here to give that to you.
You're giving me the parents.
No, I'm giving you the truth.
Parent advisory.
Right.
Explicit content.
And I don't. You know, you may it may not make you happy or proud or whatever.
I'm fine with it.
But you need to deal with reality.
How come we didn't pick our 12-team playoff?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll do it later. I'm not interested in it anymore.
Well, you already put down your teams.
I already did.
I got things to talk about.
Like what? What's our...
Well, we covered a lot of it.
What did you have slated for our next
segment?
When we
come back, we're going to talk about the World Series. Game 3 tonight at Yankee Stadium. Dodgers have taken a commanding 2-0 lead. What do the Yankees have to do, outside of Aaron Judge getting a hit or two, to get back into this thing? We'll talk about it next.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
869-1240, brought to you, of course, by IHOP. Your house faves available all week long, Monday through Friday, for $6. All right, World Series tonight. Yankees have to have this one. Going down 0-2 is bad enough. Walker Buehler and Clark
Schmidt. They kind of have to win all three in New York.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They got to get this one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Aaron Judge. You know how I feel about legacy and postseason, and if you don't do it in the postseason, what have you really done? That's kind of...
What if you single-handedly almost get your team to the postseason?
That's kind of where I am, you know.
Did that do anything for you?
Yeah, it's fine. He's 6-for-40 in the postseason. He has one extra base hit. Actually, three. Two, a couple homers. He's hitting 150. With a 6.05 OPS, he's sandwiched in the middle of that lineup between Soto and Stanton, who are doing everything they can do and more. I mean, Stanton with both have OPSs above 1,000, and it just all comes to a skid when Judge hits.
Striking out too much, swinging and missing a lot, which is a little abnormal. He doesn't swing and miss as much during the regular season as he has been during the postseason. So he's not seeing the ball. There's something mental. I don't know what it is, but he's not the same guy.
I like the guy. I do like Aaron Judge, and I feel bad for him.
What do you like about him? He's never said a word to anybody.
I like the way he carries himself. I like him. He's certainly better than Josh Naylor.
What's wrong with Josh Naylor?
Josh Naylor.
Why'd you bring him into the equation?
I don't know. I don't care for him.
That's unfortunate.
Of course, Guardian first baseman who looks to be on the trade block. Apparently, they don't like him that much either.
Well, we don't need him, so let's move on.
Who's playing first for
Kyle Manzardo or David Fry or both?
You've been swooning over Kyle Manzardo for so long.
He had a decent postseason.
I don't even want to hear it anymore from you.
Okay. I don't want to hear it from me either, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you're even mentioning it.
Go get some pitching for Josh Naylor, find another bat, and World Series champs.
It'll be nice for you.
Someday. But as I told my friend David Michael Hahn, you know, the reason I'm not special. People have come and gone from this planet and never seen the Guardians win a World Series or the Indians. It's been almost 80 years.
Or their team.
Well, I'm not special. They're not going to just win one because I'm here.
Well, of course they're not, but the Cardinals have won several because I'm here.
Yeah, that's the exact reason.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what other reason could you think of?
Correlation does equal causation, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you just said, but I do know that I've got some titles.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to watching this game tonight. There's nothing better for me personally than watching a baseball game. And your little plea on Facebook, would you rather watch your favorite team in a second sport? Or
And nobody answered with a straight answer.
Because none of those people...
Well, I'd rather watch the World Series.
Because none of those people are baseball people. David Michael Hahn wouldn't know baseball if he held it in his hand.
Oh, he loves baseball.
No, he doesn't.
He's one of the biggest baseball fans that I've seen.
In fact, is he a sports fan?
Yeah.
Who are the teams?
You know, he went to Oklahoma State.
I'm asking, who are his teams?
The Royals, and he loves the Chiefs. He's a big Chiefs guy.
But does he really love them?
Yeah, he does. And the celebrity he said whose death most affected him was Kobe Bryant.
So he's a Lakers fan.
No, he's not, but it's just he's a sports fan. He played basketball. He's a good guy.
I don't understand how you couldn't want to watch the World Series if you're a baseball
player. But what if the Pacers are playing the Magic?
No one cares. You're going to watch that over the World Series?
You got Predators. You got Pacers.
No. Are you going to watch the Pacers?
You got Monday Night Raw.
What are you going to watch tonight?
I'll probably watch a little bit of everything.
We're going to zone right in on the baseball.
I probably won't watch the Predators against the Lightning. But
you're just trying to make some kind of statement.
What statement do you think?
I don't know what you're trying to do with the Predators. I don't get it. But you're trying to make some kind of a statement.
They've won a couple in a row now.
Like, watch me. I'm superior because...
No, I want to see if I can
follow
a hockey team. It's not been good so far.
They're 3-5.
Yeah, they were 0-5. They're coming. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to follow? KU and K-State.
The hot stove.
In football. Everything about baseball. Wichita State, KU and K-State in basketball. The NFL.
Yeah, that's a lot. So why do you get on me for following stuff?
But I follow it. But nothing compares to baseball. Nothing. If the Shockers were playing in the national championship game, and the Cardinals were playing an exhibition against Houston in Kissimmee, Florida, I'd watch.
Right, duh.
I'd watch Kissimmee, Florida.
Duh. But the
you
Cardinals
don't really believe
playing?
That, do you?
Well, I would.
You would? Over a
if
national.
If it was the Guardians? Of
Jeff,
course.
You can't be serious.
You just said there's nothing better to you than watching a baseball game.
I was trying to make a point.
There's nothing better to me than watching my baseball team. I like watching
that
other
team,
baseball games.
I tried watching them, man. I'd rather, you know what I'd rather watch?
You tried watching them, or
you watched
every inning of every paint dry?
Fly go up a drape.
No, watch it then.
That's from the Annals of Don Rickles, by the way.
You need to get some annals.
Fly go up a drape. Who even thinks about that? He saw a fly going up a drape one day and said, I'm going to use that.
Probably that's what happened.
That's brilliance. You understand that?
Well, he had the same act for 70 years. But other than that, yeah, he was
brilliant.
So
now you're ripping into Don Rickles.
I love Don Rickles.
Why would you rip into it?
Let's not lie about it.
No, he didn't really have an act. He went on shows and just ad-libbed it.
But I'm talking about his actual act where you paid to
see him. No, when he interacted with the audience, there was no act.
That was his act. And he didn't tell jokes.
No, he interacted with the audience.
He never wrote a joke in his life, which I'm okay with because he was one of a kind. If there had been 50 guys out there doing that, then, you know, he wouldn't have stood
out. Whenever he went on one of the late-night shows, he's just riffing.
He's the best.
Riffing off the host, the other guests.
He's the best riffer of all time.
What he does.
There's no question about that.
No prepared material.
When you're the best in the world at something, you're going to.
Was he the best in the world?
I just said he's the best riffer of all time.
Was he ever the best in the world as a comedian?
It's tough. He came along in a time where there were a lot of funny comedians. Rodney Dangerfield.
But he was in the discussion.
He might be the best comedian of all time. I'm just saying I can't 100% give that to him without a lot of thought.
Thank you, YouTube, for saving all the Don Rickles stuff. YouTube's incredible. You know, when we talk about, well, I'd like to go back to the day, there's some elements of going back to the day that would be fantastic.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing, though.
Well, but I have a way to go back to the day.
Right, so you want to go back to the day.
So with modern technology, I'm able to go back to the day.
Right, but you still want to go back to the day.
But does that make sense?
You would choose to watch that live in the 70s than watch it on YouTube now, right?
Well, I don't know. That's too extraterrestrial for me. I don't know what that means. That's time travel.
No, it's not. I'm saying.
Do you believe in time travel?
What have you enjoyed more, watching Don Rickles the first time on something back in the day, or watching it on YouTube now? Which did you enjoy?
I always had the anticipation of watching it live.
And
in the day,
he always called me out.
Well, back when you were old enough.
It's weird that my personality has been the same for that long.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to show this guy a smidgen of reaction to this. I don't know why I was like that.
Because you're a jerk.
I don't know why I'm like that now.
That's why.
I don't know if I'd go.
It's not that difficult.
I don't know if I'd go quite that
why,
far.
Where would you go?
I don't know.
Now, rather than show me any kind of, Dad, I'd love to watch him with you. I'll be right there. It was, this camera diving.
And I had to stifle laughter.
Really? You stifled laughter?
Of course.
Why?
I just wasn't going to let you have the satisfaction, I guess. I don't know. I never liked being turned on to something. I'd rather find it myself.
So even with your wife, you don't allow her the pleasure of, hey, Jeff, we got I got this thing I saw. You want to?
Yeah, that's correct.
You don't do that with
mm-mm.
her? What a miserable life she must have.
I don't know that it's miserable. We run into disagreements occasionally.
Give her something, man. Although my wife's up there thinking, I've wanted my husband to watch the Bells of St. Mary for 25 years.
Well, watch it.
It's so hard to get motivated for.
What even is it?
It's a Christmas movie.
Well, it's almost Christmas.
I'm going to watch it with her.
2 months you have.
I'm going to watch it with her, and I'm going to watch it with her.
Make some popcorn. Have Misty down there.
Well, we haven't had a kitchen
in
5 weeks.
In 10 years.
Doesn't explain the other 10 years. But anyway, you let me handle what I do, and you handle what you do.
I think that's what we're doing.
That's I don't know how you get turned on to something if somebody doesn't turn you on to it.
You find it yourself. That's just what I said.
Something's turning you on to it.
Not necessarily. Like, no.
Like last night, we were looking.
Maybe Breaking Bad, but maybe not.
A couple of days, we've been watching some of the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony stuff with Foreigner and Kool and the Gang and Peter Frampton.
I heard Lou Gramm was out there
Lou's not doing so hot, but he was out there.
He sang like two lines or something.
Kelly Clarkson sang it, who, by the way, is unbelievable still. Still, she's not that old, but she was really good. But then we stumbled up on the 2023 ceremony, which somehow I didn't see, and Sheryl Crow being inducted. You know, I had a somewhat
Who inducted her?
I had somewhat of a crush on Laura Dern.
Okay.
And then Stevie Nicks sang with her. And then she brought out Peter Frampton to play guitar.
When are my boys Blues Traveler going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Do you pay any attention to Peter Frampton ever in your life?
Not that I remember.
Watch him play the guitar.
Frampton comes alive.
Watch him play the guitar someday. Oh, you won't now because I suggest.
Exactly. Maybe, but I will, but I won't tell you.
What a jerk.
I will, but I won't
tell
you.
That's a jerk.
Why?
Definition of a jerk.
It is? Let me look up jerk.
Here's the definition. Guy gets a suggestion and turns his head on it.
A quick, sharp, sudden movement.
Dwayne Wade had a statue unveiled over the weekend down in Miami. And it looks like the scariest Halloween costume I've ever seen.
I don't know what they were going for there. Doesn't look like Dwayne Wade, and I'm usually that guy that's like, okay, everyone thinks one thing. I'm going to do my best to try to come up with the opposite opinion. You just can't.
Why would you try to come up with the opposite?
I want to be like, okay, well, look at this. Or I want
to
be, you know.
It's okay to be like other people.
Right, but usually when that many people think something, there's some fallacies.
Usually they're right.
Hard to say. But that's a brutal statue, and I feel bad for him. Hopefully.
Well, he seems to like it. Get it down. Do it again.
Right.
I'm surprised it wasn't taken away today.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what you can do with that. I don't know if they're going to stick with it.
LeBron needs to talk to Dwayne.
Wonder what is there a LeBron statue out there anywhere? I would assume probably not.
I don't know.
Maybe at a school? I don't know.
I don't know if there is.
But there are going to be some LeBron statues out in front of NBA arenas someday in the near future, and I bet they, and I hope they capture him better.
Well, he just continues to add, you continue to have this anti-LeBron crowd out there, and okay, whatever.
Well, we're in an age of hate.
But he continued, what do you have? He had a triple-double.
Yeah, and just went ballistic in the fourth quarter.
And the Lakers are 3-0. And if you're not into that, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe that's my team. Just kidding.
They've beaten the Timberwolves, Suns, and Kings. I mean, line them up. That's a pretty good trifecta. They have the Suns again. I don't know what you want from LeBron, but he's certainly giving it to you.
He's about to be 40, and he's still out there doing things that no one else does.
Well, I tried to tell you the other day, the guys on the floor, you had a quarterback in Indianapolis yesterday begging out of the game because he's tired.
I don't have a problem with that. He
See, now that's there you go.
He's begging out of the game for one play because he just ran around a bunch. And so what? He's tired. People get tired. Are you gonna question?
I listened to the guys talking on Get Up today about that.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
Because you just don't do that.
Why?
Well, is Flacco ready to go? Hey, I'm tired. Get a guy out here. Flacco had no preparation.
He handed off the ball.
Right. If I was a coach, I would. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. You should always be ready as the backup quarterback.
Oh, what if please.
What if an injury happens right now?
Well, because they give you some time in an injury.
Well, maybe you should have faked an injury. I don't know. Would that have made you happier?
I can paint you into a bad corner with this one.
No, you can't.
You're trying to be different.
Oh, these guys, everybody's so macho, and you can't come out of the game.
It has nothing to do with macho.
No, of course it does.
You're out there. Play. You're tired? I've watched a lot of football in my life. I've never seen a quarterback come off the field because he's tired.
I don't know if it's happened or not. I don't remember it. But I don't have a huge problem with it.
Well, I do.
And I don't really understand why I should. I don't get it.
It's such a bad look.
I don't get why there's no middle ground here. Like, everyone's upset, and I don't understand
why.
I'm
upset.
But I don't get it.
Because I want my guy in there.
He was like 2 for 30 at the time. And Joe Flacco.
Well, then get him out of there. Flacco's a better quarterback. But if you're going to be in there, don't raise your hand or tap your helmet or tap out, basically. Come on, man. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Guys ask out from being tired in basketball.
You run and you hit a ball and you get a triple. And you're going to tell me, because that's a long run, right?
And you will be tired, but you don't have to run the entire offense on the very next play.
You get to go to the huddle.
You get to stand on third base.
Right, and the quarterback gets to go stand in the huddle.
For a few seconds.
No, not for a few seconds.
He's got to run back to the huddle. He's got to get his boys ready. He's got to clap.
Oh, my God. Really defending this?
I'm not defending it. I just don't have a problem with it.
You're defending it. You got to run back to the huddle and clap?
Yeah, clapping takes a lot of energy.
You're serious.
Let's go, boys. Clap.
This crowd couldn't hate you more than they do right now. This is why.
I'm not.
This is why this is my show.
I'm not defending it. I just don't have a problem with it.
If I turn this show over to you, there would be
Do running backs not come out of
the
game?
Streets.
Do what receivers not come? Do they not switch out linemen? Big deal, the guy was tired. Big deal.
I've never seen a quarterback come out of a game.
Well, now you have.
And I've seen many better quarterbacks than Anthony Richardson.
And how do you know he was just tired? How do you know he didn't tweak something?
Because he said it.
I know, but you can say a lot of things.
I ain't going to lie, I'm tired.
Right. You can say a lot of things and cover it up for something else. Don't want to give the opponent
Gosh, man.
Like what?
I
tweaked my knee and now everyone's going after his knee.
I'm going to say this for the public to hear. I don't say this. This may be the first time I've ever said this.
Say it.
I raised you better. I raised you to understand.
So why is the quarterback the only guy who doesn't get to come out because he's tired? Because
you don't have the next guy ready.
Well, Joe Flacco, he doesn't need to be ready to hand off the ball.
Maybe they didn't want to hand off the ball.
Jonathan Taylor played better than anybody on that team yesterday.
Don't try to change the subject.
That is the subject.
Don't change the subject. I'll tell you this right now. Not one time, folks, did I sit with my son when he was growing up and say the following words. It's okay to let your team down. If you're tired, Jeff, you just come out of that game.
Let your team down.
And you deal with the ramifications. But I'll be there for you. If you're tired, son, I want you to come out of the game. And if you can sit down, that's even better.
See, it is about a macho thing. There's nothing about not having the other quarterback ready. It's all about this macho attitude.
We'll get you some water. Jeff, I want you to make sure that you never get tired.
Right, because no one gets – no professional athlete. They don't hold the oxygen tank to their faces after a 40-yard interception return.
What an absolute joke.
Everybody's tired.
Everybody gets tired.
To come out once.
Everybody's tired. It's a grueling game.
And he's got to run around.
Well, he's got to throw 50-yard
passes.
I've never been more ashamed of you.
Well, that's fine.
I've never heard anyone defending this kind of behavior.
I don't know that it's behavior. I think the guy was just tired and needed a little breather.
What if
he has asthma? I mean, well, you don't know. You don't know what this guy might be dealing with.
It's shameful what I'm hearing. I just have to laugh.
I don't get
There's really not anything else I can do. I just have to laugh and tell myself that if I ever have another child, and the odds aren't good, that I won't raise them. I'll do some tweaking.
Let's see what Reddit's having to say about this.
Anthony Richardson, 6 carries for 45 yards. He's used to running the ball, right? He had 6 carries for 45 yards yesterday. Did he come out on the other carries?
Maybe he should have.
My goodness.
Reddit's not happy.
Right.
That's the opposite of playing with heart. See, it's all these macho guys.
No, that's not macho. There is some element of macho to being a professional athlete.
Right.
Everybody talks as if macho is this horrible thing. You can't be macho.
Toxic masculinity, yeah, it's a bad thing.
I didn't say toxic
masculinity. It's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm saying
a guy can't be tired.
Are you telling me that you can play football effectively without some element of macho?
No, but I'm talking about the people who are complaining about it.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Who's more macho than me?
Me.
Name somebody. You?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so macho, I don't have to be macho.
That's just pathetic. If you think that's the truth, you're a liar. And
you've called me a liar a bunch of times today.
I've established on this show today that you're lying about some of the things you think.
No.
Or a lot of the things you think you know. Does that make sense?
No.
It's a horrible way to end the show because it didn't make sense yelling. To me either. What do you mean I'm yelling?
You're yelling. That's a bad way to end the show. End it peacefully. Say something nice.
Yeah, if you look good.
Tell me about how you're thinking highly of me.
I like that hat, that cap on you.
It's all right.
You ended the show poorly today. Do better tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow.
No, not going to lie,
I was tired. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.